Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claim Line. Need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance. My name is Beatrice. How may I help you today?
Hi. I was released from my employer yesterday, so I want to file a claim.
Okay.
I was starting to write down all of the things that the lady said that I need, but I didn't quite get it off. She's quick.
Okay. Not a problem, ma'am. I can assist you with that. What is your social security number?
It's 535-04-2270.
Okay.
And then, so I moved down here from Washington 7 months ago, and I have not updated my ID yet. So I have my Washington State driver's license number.
Okay. So where was the last place you worked?
It was Love's Travel Stops. Okay.
Was that here in Alabama, or was it?
Yes, ma'am.
Washington.
Yes, ma'am. No, it was here. I've worked there for the last 7 months.
Okay.
Yeah, it's in Clinton.
Okay. So, what's your first and your last name?
Amanda Parker.
Okay. So you've never filed for an employment before in Alabama, correct?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and you said you did work here in the past. How long did you work here, ma'am, in Alabama?
7 months, 7 months.
Okay. All right. So
I moved down here in July, started working in August, and then just got released yesterday.
Okay. Let's see if we can open this.
And I was working full-time.
Okay. Let's see if we can open it. Said Amanda. Parker.
How's your morning going?
Oh, it's good. It's good. Thank you, ma'am. Nowadays, we just have to be glad the sun is rising, right?
Amen. And that we woke up.
Yep.
If I wake up with a chance to make today better than yesterday,
exactly,
I'm blessed.
Exactly, exactly. We have to count our blessings considering everything that's happening around the world. So what is your birthday?
Oh, my Lord. It's 5/21/87.
5/21. Okay.
5/21, yes.
Okay. 1987.
Okay. Yes, ma'am.
And your mother's maiden last name, ma'am?
Bandy.
Spell that for me.
B like boy, A like apple, N like no,
uh-huh.
D like doll, Y like yes.
Okay. So B-A-N, not B-R-A-N, correct?
No, right.
Okay. So, and you said you do have a driver's license, but it's not Alabama, right? Where did you say it was?
Correct.
From?
Yes, ma'am.
May I have that number, please?
Yes, ma'am. It is WDL6RT8998-83B.
Okay. So I'm having a little bit of a hard time hearing you, ma'am. If you're on speaker or Bluetooth, can you remove that and let's try it one more time?
All right. Can you hear me better? I'm not. I
a
didn't have you
better.
On speaker or
yes,
Bluetooth.
Ma'am. Yeah. A little
okay.
bit better. Go ahead, ma'am.
Okay. It's a W like water, D like doll,
uh-huh.
L like Larry,
uh-huh.
6, R like Roy, T
uh-huh.
like pay, 8/9/9/83, B like boy.
Okay. Let me repeat that back to you because that is a different license for us. It's WDL6RP8998-3B. Is that correct, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, that's a little bit different that they have that. Okay.
A lot different than your guys's, huh?
Right, right. So, okay, let's see if we can start. And unfortunately, because it's the first time, we're going to have to repeat a lot of that information, okay? So what is your preferred language, ma'am?
English.
Okay. And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English, ma'am?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Do you understand that knowingly making any false statements and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim would be considered a fraud?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And do you understand, ma'am, that a fraud is a federal offense punishable by fine or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. So we're going to start with your employment history. Did you file to receive unemployment benefits in any other state in the last 12 months, ma'am?
No.
Okay. And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay. And did you serve an active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay, have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation, and now are you in need of filing a trade adjustment assistance benefit?
No.
Okay. And did you receive notification that you had a trade readjustment allowance certification?
No.
Okay, thank you. Okay. And you said your first name was Amanda. Your last name, Parker. Okay. Has your name changed since the last time you filed for unemployment, ma'am?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
And have you worked under a different Social Security number in the past 2 years?
No.
Okay, thank you. And is this a good number to reach you at, ma'am, the 253-223-5945?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And you said one more time your birthday, please.
Yes, it's May 21st, 1987.
And your mother's maiden last name?
Bandy.
B-A-N-D-Y.
Yes, ma'am.
Let me see here.
They almost gave me her last name. I would have been Mandy Bandy.
Yeah,
I would have been so mad.
Cute. That's cute. So, your driver's license. What state is it from, ma'am?
Washington.
Washington, D.C. or Washington State?
State.
And may I have the number again, please?
WDL6RT.
Did you say WDL like David L or EL?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
D like David.
D and D. Okay. Okay. DL, go ahead.
WDL6RP89983B.
WDL6RP89983B, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And for demographic purposes, ma'am, do you consider yourself white, black, Asian, American, Indian, Native Hawaiian, Pacific Islander, or other?
White.
Okay. And for Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
None.
Okay. Male or female?
Female.
Okay. And what is the highest grade you completed in school, ma'am?
I graduated.
high school?
I also, yes, ma'am. I also did some vocational training.
Okay, how many years?
It was just like a 9-month program.
Okay, so maybe 1 year. Okay.
Yeah.
Are you a U.S. citizen, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Did you serve an active duty in the United States Armed Forces more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And do you consider yourself disabled?
No, ma'am.
In the U.S. What is your residential address, ma'am?
It's 200 Princeton Lane.
Princeton, apartment. Like P-R-I-N-S-T-O-N?
No, Princeton, P-R-I-N-C-E-G-O-N.
C-E-G-O-N or T-O-N?
T, like
T-O-N.
Princeton.
Okay.
Okay. Yes.
Okay, thank you. And did you say, was there an apartment?
Lane.
Oh, Lane, Princeton Lane.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah, Princeton Lane. And then it's apartment A8. A like apple.
A like apple.
Eight.
Eight. Okay. And what city is that located in?
Jemison, Alabama.
Spell that for me.
J, like junior.
Mm-hmm.
E,
mm-hmm.
M. I S O N.
Okay. Thank you. Your zip code, ma'am.
35085.
Okay. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what was your occupation, ma'am?
I was a store team member at Love's Travel Stop.
Okay, store. So would that be like a store customer service, a store? Is that like a gas station?
Yeah, it's a gas station. It's also a diesel truck stop.
Okay.
So there's showers and
gas attendant. Okay, let's see. Okay, they have it as gas station attendant. Okay.
Okay.
Are you seeking work in the area of occupation, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you obtain work through a union? Do you belong to a union?
I do not.
Okay. Are you currently registered or attending any school or training?
No, ma'am.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Okay, thank you. And are you available to work all the different shifts of your occupation?
Yes, ma'am.
And are you available to work full-time?
Yes, ma'am.
And since this past Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And how many miles are you willing to travel to go to work one way, ma'am?
I don't know.
30?
50?
Okay.
Yeah, 30. In half an hour, that sounds
okay.
About good.
Yeah. What is the lowest hourly wage you're willing to accept?
whatever. I was making 14. I was supposed to be making 15, but I was making 14.
Okay.
I do already have a list of 12 places that are hiring in the area, and I did my resume yesterday, so.
Okay. Are you a corporate officer in a business, in your own business?
No.
Do you own your own business?
No, ma'am.
And do you work for yourself, ma'am?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
I wish.
I hear you. Are you currently working on commission, or do you have a real estate license, ma'am?
No, ma'am.
Have you applied for, are you receiving any workman's compensation due to work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied, are you receiving any pension from an employer in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government since October 1st? 2022 to September 30th, 2023.
I think I did.
Okay.
I worked at Burger King in Washington State.
Okay.
And it was from, I want to say, April to July of 23. I was there long enough to make the money to get down here.
I understand.
The Lord was leading me, so.
I understand. So do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefits withheld for federal income tax purposes, ma'am?
No.
Yes or no? No? Okay.
No.
And if you are approved for benefits, ma'am, you have the option to receive your payments, either as a direct deposit into a checking or savings account, or use a prepaid benefit card. The prepaid benefit card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you have been approved for payments. If there are any fees that may be charged for certain activities, if you have any checking or savings account, we recommend you use your direct deposit. Which one would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Is that a traditional bank, ma'am, or an online system?
It's Chime.
Okay, we can't use that, ma'am. We're going to have to use the state of it, okay?
Okay.
And it's issued by Comerica Bank. So, let's see here. Amanda Parker. Okay. And you said that was Love's Travel Stop. We're going to need the phone number and the location of it now.
I've got that written down for you.
Okay, thank
you. The phone number is 205-755-8104.
Okay, thank you. And what city was that located in?
What state?
I'm sorry?
You said what state?
What city?
Oh, City Clinton.
Clinton.
This is Love's, right? We're talking about.
Okay. Yes. Clinton, okay. With an A or with an I.
A.
Okay. Thank you. Okay. And your first day of work there, and your last day of work there, ma'am.
My first day of work was August 15th, 23. And my last day of work was March 27th, yesterday, of 24.
Okay. So since you have worked this week, ma'am, you will be required to report the wages for this week, okay, when you do your weekly certification.
Okay.
And I'm going to give you instructions for that.
Okay.
And why are you no longer working there? Is it lack of work, discharge? What happened?
It was a discharge.
Okay, and what was the reason for that, ma'am?
They didn't really give me a reason. There was an issue with a coworker that I had. They wrote me up first and final write-up and then fired me yesterday.
Okay, so would you consider that, would they consider it a misconduct?
I didn't say.
Yeah, okay. And it was an issue with a coworker. And you were not able to resolve it.
I stuck up for myself and they were not good.
I understand. So what date did that happen? Did that happen on the 27th?
Yeah.
Okay. And what was the name of the supervisor that released you?
Cora Worrell.
Clora?
Cora. C-O-R-A.
Okay. Okay. And did the incident happen? In other words, was there some dispute? And did you receive any prior warnings?
I did not receive any prior warning. It was at the end of my shift.
Okay.
And there wasn't really a dispute.
So have you currently received or are you expecting to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Are you receiving any vacation pay?
No.
Any sick pay?
No.
Any holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for, are you receiving any pension from an employer? From
no,
this
ma'am.
Employer? Okay. So would you certify that the all the answers are true to the best of your knowledge, ma'am?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Amanda Parker. Okay. And your Social Security one more time. Your Social Security one more time, ma'am.
Oh. 535 04 2270.
Okay, thank you. And I need to verify your identity. Okay, which of the following cities have you had an association with in the past? Bremerton, Pasco, Kent, Puyallup, or none of the above?
Puyallup.
Okay. Didn't know how to pronounce that. I apologize.
It's okay.
Which of the following addresses have you been associated with? 2005, 21st Place, 3312 Maya Street Northeast, 6912 Flora Avenue South, 7513 Rosedale Street, or none of the above?
7513 Rosedale Street.
Okay. Which of the following professional licenses have you had? Do you have any medical licenses, ma'am?
Yes, I have a home care aide certification.
Okay, so these would be the options. Autonomic clinic, pathology, critical care medicine, MD, pediatric gastroenterology, or none of the above?
None of the above.
Okay, thank you. Do you hereby agree to file an internet claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama, ma'am?
Wait, one more time.
Do you hereby agree to file this internet unemployment insurance claim against the state of Alabama?
Yes.
Okay. And do you
certify? Does that mean saying I want a claim?
Exactly, ma'am. Do you certify under penalty of perjury that you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim and that the statements
yes,
made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you understand that it is your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the content of the claimant benefit handbook at benefits,
yes,
rights,
ma'am,
and responsibility at labor.alabama.gov?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Okay, I'm going to read a really long disclaimer, ma'am. Okay, and you need to jot down phone numbers, websites, and instructions that I will give you. I need to be able to get through all the way until I can give you a PIN number. If we get disconnected before, I'm going to call you back. Make sure you answer, or we're going to have to do this all over again, okay? So I'm going to read it quickly. You can ask me any questions at the end, okay? The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important and normally takes 3 or more weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seek full-time work each week that you claim benefits for. Unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work at the Alabama Career Center. The Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you're required to maintain an active career application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit the Alabama Career Center near you in person, or you may go online at www.alabamaworks.alabama.gov. That website again, ma'am, is alabamaworks with an S, .alabama, all spelled out twice, .gov, and update your resume or application online. Failure to do so could result in interruption of your benefits. An information booklet on the benefits, rights, and responsibilities available. It contains information on how your claim is being determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how you are to file your required weekly certification. Failure to follow instructions listed on this booklet could result in denial of benefits. The process we just completed of filing your unemployment claim, ma'am, does not automatically start your payments to you. You must first complete weekly certification once a week to claim your weekly benefits for the previous week. Failure to make a complete weekly certification each week could result in loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use a calendar week that begin on Sunday and ending on Saturday. You could file a weekly certification either online by going to the claimant portal, file a weekly certification button on the bottom of the homepage, or you may also call 1-800-752-7389. That's 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be done anytime between Sunday at 12 a.m. through Saturday before 5 p.m. Certifications cannot be done on Saturday. Failure to complete a weekly certification as instructed by 5 p.m. on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification anytime between Sunday and Friday before 5 p.m. Whether filing online or by phone, you will have a need to remember your PIN number. Additional instructions, again, are available on the Benefits, Rights, and Responsibility Handbook at labor.alabama.gov. Exceptions for work search requirements are made for the following: active union members who have submitted proof of good standing with their union, employees who have verified short-term layoffs, and claimants attending direct approved training. A letter may be mailed to you if you are subject to a possible work search exemption. It is very important that you carefully read all the information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, you could call us, our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. That number again is 1-800-361-4524. Hello? Okay, so we got disconnected. Hello? Hello.
Oh, crap.
Hello? Hello?